Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, gather around. We are about to listen to the Scarface Tubby Show. Yay! How exciting! Listener discretion is advised.
Hello. Thank you for listening to the 99th episode of the Scarface Tubby Show. I am your host. That's right. You guessed it. Scarface Tubby.
Scarface Tubby.
We are recording live from the War Room. Podpad 2. Anchorage, Alaska. United States of America. Planet Earth. Episode 99 was initially going to be Weekend at Bernie's with Lungs and Lord Dre. But you guys will get that episode at 103. That will be episode 103. You'll know why when we get there. Then we decided we were going to do UGK's Hard to Swallow, an album that just reached its 30th anniversary. But then we decided to change our minds. Me and Booster Gold is who I'm fucking talking about right now. And we decided to go with Pete Rock's Soul Survivor, another album that reached its 30th anniversary recently, last week. We were going to do this on Drake Night last Friday, but Booster flaked on me. And then I got really sad and smoked my brains out, and I was asleep by 10:30. But then I woke up and I said, you know what? I want to do one more solo dolo episode before we get to the triple digits. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, today, tonight, it's you and me. I'm fucking ripped. And we're going to listen to Based on a True Story by 2 Chainz. Based on a True Story is a shit. Based on a True Story is a...
Based on a True Story. Based on a True Story is the debut studio album by American rapper 2 Chainz.
Scarface Tubby.
Based on a True Story is a debut studio album by American rapper 2 Chainz. It was released on... Oh, shit.
Scarface Tubby.
Based on a True Story is the debut studio album by American rapper 2 Chainz. It was released on August 14th, 2012 by Def Jam Recordings. The album features guest appearances from fellow rappers Lil Wayne, Kanye West, Drake, Nicki Minaj, Player Circle cohort, Dollar Boy. I don't like the word cohort. Just the way it's worded or the way it's spelled. Just, I don't know. It's weird. I don't like it. Other features include singer-songwriters. Oh, excuse me. The album also features singer-songwriters. Yeah, that's what... Restart.
Scarface Tubby.
Based on a True Story is the debut studio album by American rapper 2 Chainz. I don't know why all of a sudden I develop a southern accent. It's fucking weird. It was released on August 14, 2012 by Def Jam Recordings. The album features guest appearances from fellow rappers Lil Wayne, Kanye West, Drake, Nicki Minaj, Playa Circle, Cohort, Dolla Boy. I wonder whatever happened to Dolla Boy. And it also features singer-songwriters The Dream, Mike Posner, The Weeknd, and two-time Crew League champion and MVP Chris Breezy. Yeah! The album's production was handled by Brick Squad's Monopoly Southside. Let me read that again. The album's production was handled by Brick Squad Monopoly Southside. Mike Will Made It, Sunny Digital, Kanye, Hit Boy, Drummer, DJ Mustard, Mr. Bangladesh, and DJ Spins, among others. The album was nominated for Best Rap Album at the 55th Grammys. No one gives a fuck. Fuck the Grammys, but it did lose a Take Care, Drake. That was probably one of the better. The album was officially certified platinum on March 22nd. Fuck is up, YouTube. I'm high as shit in the war room. I figured we need to do one more album. I thought about all types of albums to do today. And so for some reason, I landed on Based on a True Story. But 2 Chainz, his first album. He had a True Religion mixtape before this, but this was the first solo dolo real deal studio album. It was recorded between 2011 and 2012. Length 54 minutes, 21 seconds. Your boy's bent. It's the War Room. It's episode 99. We're about to go into triple digits. It's just you and me tonight, kids. Let's get funky.
So fucking high.
I'm going to be honest. I haven't listened to this album. This album came out when? What did I say? 2012? So 10 years ago? I probably haven't listened to this album in a good 70 years. A lot of great songs on this.
Scarface Tubby.
I'd make that shit extra nasty. I told you I was a fire-breathing dragon. I would destroy these motherfuckers.
Cut the top off, call it Amber Rose.
Amber Rose. It's your boy Scarface Tubby, motherfucker, live from the war room. You know what it is. It's just you and me tonight, kids. I'ma let some of this music rise since I don't got no one else to talk to. And you got a lot to talk about. We gonna talk about it. We gonna make a short, quick one. We gonna keep this under an hour. You and me. I know you got shit to do. I got shit to do. And by me having shit to do, Fortnite and porn. That's pretty much it. No kids here today. I might be naked right now.
Hey,
boo.
Simulac.
Scarface coming. Shout out to my motherfuckers out there listening. You know who the fuck you are. I was gonna name some names, but then I'm gonna forget some people, and then some people are gonna get butthurt. So I love all y'all motherfuckers, man. Tell motherfuckers about this show. Do me a goddamn solid, motherfuckers. I've given you 99 motherfucking episodes. I haven't asked for much. Spread the word, motherfuckers. What a girl say.
I'd make that shit extra.
This song right here is called Crack. From the 10-9, motherfucker. Shout out to all my listeners in ATL. It's probably like 3 of y'all.
Scarface Tubby.
This record right here was produced by Southside.
I got crack.
I've done a lot of drugs in my life, kids. I'm proud to say I've never done crack. I've done a lot of coke. I've done more than I care to admit. I've snorted quite a bit of Irish Dave.
Standing on the block selling
henna. Oh, we were just talking about that on the last episode. We can't be saying that shit. I said it a few times on the last episode. I'm only gonna allow myself to use the R word 3 times a year. They gotta be aimed at Booster Gold. They gotta be, as long as they're directed at Booster in a comedic way, not in a malicious way. Booster knows I love him. Booster, me and Booster both probably on the spectrum a little bit. I was talking about that with Helen earlier today. I might really be autistic, dog. I eat the same meal every day. I do the same shit every day. Super routine. If I break from the routine, everything just unravels. Maybe I'm just a nutcase.
And I'm right round, I get it, and I look round. They took sound like, motherfucker, you trapping. Let me slow it down before I get a tick. Nigga wanna burst for me.
What y'all motherfuckers been doing, man?
Rip your mirror, shake it like a stripper high. Car so big it got a stripper.
Yo, my man Booster Gold found some motherfucking Infamous Beer. Big Twins from Infamous Mob Deep, the affiliate of Mob Deep. Got his own beer. Got the fucking Queensbridge on the motherfucking beer can. Booster wants me to order some for the show. I just might. I don't even like beer. Mob Deep beer probably just tastes like fucking the blood of a coward. Or piss. Shout out to my brother Booster Gold. He ain't here tonight. He's with me in spirit. My man Booster was shining on that last episode with fucking with my man Dante, man. Booster Gold. Here's the thing about Booster Gold. I go out of my way to try to be funny. Booster Gold is just hilarious, just being him. Fire Breathing Dragon. God bless him. I hope he lives forever. Real good pinner. Let's go to this next track. This next track's called Dope Peddler, produced by Bangladesh. Bangladesh did a lot of shit for Wheezy Wee back in the day, if I remember correctly. A lot of good producers on this album, a fucking star-studded list of dope-ass producers. Rest in peace, Takeoff. I know I've talked a lot of shit about the Migos over the years, but that's a sad story, man. These rappers are dropping like flies, man. Like I was saying earlier, man, I've got episodes 99 all the way up to 103 laid out. I'm letting y'all know right now, 103 will be... Hold on, let me pause this motherfucking shit, man. That last episode, episode 98, was fucking Dante, Rob Lucci. What album did we fucking do? I'm high as shit. Pop Smoke. We talk about doing... the Lungs episode at the end of that episode. But that episode's going to come out as part of a 3-episode series. Episode 101, episode 102, and episode 103 will all come out together at a later date. For those of you that are wondering, like, if you guys listened to the last episode with Dante, you're probably expecting episode 99 to be the episode with Lungs, a.k.a. White Raw. That's going to be episode 103. It'll all make sense when we get to 101, 102, and 103. I pinky promise. Some of y'all might know this record. This is the song that set it off. Actually, that's not true. The song that set it off for 2 Chainz, as far as a solo rapper. He was part of Player Circle, him and Dolla Boy. They were the guys that did Duffel Bag Boy with Lil Wayne. We might do that as the random. It feels like it's just the obvious choice. But the song that set it off for 2 Chainz, as far as like the mixtape circuit, was Riot. We will play Riot as well. But as far as like his first commercial solo single, this was the one, baby. This was the one. You are listening to the Scarface Tubby Show, episode 99. Put my pinky in your mama's butt. Life should be on Cinemax. Movie. Bought my boo bigger tits and a bigger ass. Who he's not I smoke strong that pie. I don't got the bong today. The bong's in the motherfucking... The bong is dirty as shit, man. So I'm smoking out of the pipe on some old man fucking stoner shit. I smoked a big old doobie before we started the goddamn show. I'm lit as fuck, y'all. I'm just in boxer shorts and my robe. We vibing, baby. We vibing. Okay. Yeah.
I say fuck you unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real niggas won't miss you. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah.
I've been eating a shitload of pomegranates, y'all. A fuckload. I'm pretty much averaging 2 pomegranates a day. 2 pomegranates cost $7 at the store. Unless you go to Costco and you get them by the case, I think it goes down to maybe like $2.50 each. But basically, a pomegranate is $3.50. That is if you have the Cars Fred Meyer membership. You just buying it straight up, dog. It's like five bucks a motherfucking pomegranate. But pomegranates are great. And I was doing some research on pomegranates. I highly recommend that some of y'all at home do some research. Read about pomegranates. Read about the cardiovascular benefits of eating pomegranates, man. I know this is a show where we pretty much just get fucked up, talk about having sex with girls, doing drugs, and rap shit. But every once in a while, I need to give you guys some health, some fun health facts, so we can all stay alive longer together, so I can give you guys more episodes and for you guys to listen to more episodes. Because if I stay alive and I keep making them, hopefully you guys stay alive, you keep on listening. Eat some goddamn pomegranates, $3.50, dog. 2 for $7 of Cars, 2 for $7 of Fred Meyers. You're motherfucking welcome.
Scarface Tubby.
Yeah.
I don't like this song, but I feel like we have to play it.
It's your birthday.
If I die, bury me in Saint Louis style.
This is the birthday song. Featuring that crazy dude that Kim Kardashian just divorced. All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. I just want a hoe, dog. To be completely honest, big booty. I mean, I prefer a big booty, but man, your boy's dry over here, man. I'm getting fucking lonely. I'm trying to be celibate, man. I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to focus on me right now. I'm trying to focus on my growth. Spiritually, mentally, you know, I told myself, you know, you don't got time for love. You don't got time for intimacy and affection and companionship right now. Right now, you got to focus on you, man. You got to focus on yourself. You got to focus on this goddamn podcast, making this thing the best that it can be, the funnest it can be. You got to make sure I got two jobs, man. I'm doing both of my jobs. I'm having a great time doing them. I got to make sure I keep that shit focused. I got two daughters, two demanding-ass daughters that take my time and attention. I got a lot of shit going on, man. I don't got time for love. But I do wish I could get a big booty over Christmas. Shit, Thanksgiving, some shit. This weekend, fuck.
When I die, bury me inside the culture style.
I'm high as shit, son. It's a motherfucking Monday night. I might even go to work tomorrow, man. Fuck it.
She got a big booty,
so I call a big booty.
Alright,
let's go to this next song. Shout to my brother Abe back in Fairbanks, one of my best friends, Abram Siddle. Him, my boy Shaq, couple of boys back home. This next track, it's a motherfucking anthem over there to my boys, man. This song, Brizzle, shout to my boy Brizzle. This song does numbers. This is, I'm different.
Scarface Tubby.
I'm in the kitchen.
Oh, wait, that's not it. Hold on. Here it is. I fucked that up. Yeah. This is produced by DJ Mustard and Mike Free, ladies and gentlemen. Birthday song is produced by Sunny Digital, Kanye, Mike Dean, a bunch of other motherfuckers.
I'm different.
Yo, birthday song, I'm looking at the credits right now. Birthday song, the list of producers on that song: Sunny Digital, Kanye, B Weezy, Anthony Clofer, don't know who that is, Lifted, Mike Dean. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 producers. That song ain't even that good, to be honest, man. We're just gonna keep it a buck.
Yeah, I'm different.
But yeah, man, you play this song back home in Fairbanks around the boys. Oh, they get nasty with it.
Pull up to the scene with my cellar missing. Pull up to the scene with my cellar missing. Pull up to the scene with my cellar missing. Middle finger up to my commodity.
Yo, this motherfucking 21 Savage said Nas is irrelevant, y'all. Did you read about that? Did you hear about that today? Man. I understand what he's trying to say. Because I think he was actually complimenting Nas later in that same discussion. He was saying how Nas makes great music. Nas has a core fan base. But to say Nas is irrelevant right now after he just dropped KD 3. Let's talk about that really quick. King's Disease 3. Let's talk about Nas's last four albums briefly. Then we'll go back to 2 Chainz. King's Disease 1. Fucking fire. King's Disease 2. Equally fire. Magic. In my opinion, Magic is probably top five best Nas projects, period. Magic is so good. So King's Disease 1 was fire. If we're just going to talk source mic equivalent just for you at home to get, some of y'all know the five mic, the source rating, the mics, just for us to break it down in that way so everybody can digest it the same, I would say King's Disease 1, 4.5 mics. King's Disease 2, 4.5 mics. Magic, my opinion, honestly, 5 mics. Magic to me is a 5 mic Source Magazine album. King's Disease 3, I'm going to say 4.5 mics. Nas's last 4 albums in his late 40s is better than most people's discography overall. Nas has already had an established body of work before he started making music with Hit-Boy, but just his shit that he's done with Hit-Boy in the last couple years, that in itself is an impressive discography. To say Nas is irrelevant in 2022 might be one of the dumbest things I heard a rapper say. I will say this, though. That 21 Savage, Drake, Her Loss project, I would say that's probably 4.5 mics as well. Some of y'all are really mad at me right now.
I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah,
I'm gonna be honest. I don't like I'm Different. I don't like the hook. I don't like that piano beat. My boys back home love that record. I'm not a fan. This record right here, though, extremely blessed.
featuring one of my favorite artists of all time, The Dream. Some of you are like, what? You're goddamn right, motherfucker. I love The Dream. Right now, if you look in my phone, I got his entire discography in my library. Fuck your mama. I probably listened to The Dream while texting or DMing one of y'all's bitches back in the day. You heard me? You feel me? Played with a lot of baby girls listening to The Dream, Waters. Dream is amazing, dude. One of the best fucking songwriters ever. Some of y'all motherfuckers is like, man, turn this shit off, Tubbs. I know if Booster Gold was here right now, he'd be all types of mad. Where's that Booster Gold sound bite?
I'd make that shit extra nasty.
Scarface.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. I forgot about this record. This is I Love Them Strippers. Featuring Nicki Minaj's crazy psychopathic ass. I still fuck. Isn't that crazy that she married a rapist?
I told you I was a fire-breathing dragon. I would destroy these motherfuckers.
This record right here is called Stop Me Now. Featuring Dollar Boy, the other half of Play a Circle. Based on a true story, debuted at number one on the Billboard 200.
I'd make that shit extra
nasty. Alright, that took too long. Let's go to this next record. Money Machine Health. Produced by Drummer Boy. What? It's your man, Scarface Devil Show. He high as fuck in the war room, know what I'm saying? About to go peel a pomegranate after this. Shout out to my brother Ben. Shout out to his girl Brittany. They just had a baby girl, my niece, Hadley Marie Johnson. I haven't got to meet her yet, but I can't wait. Shout out to my brother Benji. He ain't been on the show in a minute. We got to get him back. I don't even think he's been in the war room yet. I'm really starting to think that I might be slightly autistic, dog. Fuck. Should never start reading that shit, man. Girl, I'm on that clean shit. Mike Posner. You already know. Is it Posner or Posner? Posner? You ain't never seen. All I know is that motherfucker tried to run across the country on some Forrest Gump shit, got bit by a snake and almost died. Look it up, dude. That motherfucker didn't want to sing no more. He got fucking got on some hippie Forrest Gump shit. Say he gonna fucking trek across the earth. Almost got taken out by a fucking snake. What a bitch. Motherfucker makes good hooks though. I got a couple fucking Mike Posner records in the library. Remember that song? She looks like sex, 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 sex. She looks like... Oh, y'all don't know? Shit, hold on. Siri, play She Looks Like Sex by Mike Posner.
I'd make that shit extra nasty.
Y'all know this shit. Y'all know this shit, dog. Yeah, I got this shit in my library. I've had this shit in my library for fuck probably as long as Yeezy's been alive. Peep this.
Oh, look at other guys. Seeing those rings. Might as well be a bullseye. I used to pull girls like you. I might have already played this on a previous podcast episode, maybe in like the beginning or something. I feel like you and me have vibed to this together before.
One more time.
Shout out to all the white bitches tuning in. Hopefully there's a couple of y'all out there. Just a bunch of fat ass middle aged dudes. Just a bunch of fat fucks. Bunch of bald fat fucks. God damn, that's hilarious. I hope there's a couple girls out there. Hey, you know what? Matter of fact, fuck it. I'm high as shit, but this is recorded. You can bring it to the bank.
If there's any women, if there's any women listening to this goddamn podcast, this particular episode, let's play a game. First three females to DM me and just say the word, just DM me one word. I'm trying to think of the word. Flowers. Perfect. Okay. First three women that listen to this episode and DM me just one word, flowers. That lets me know that you listened to this episode and that you caught the message. First three women to DM me the word flowers will receive a gift. And it won't be a dick pic, I promise. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. First three women to text me or to DM me just the word flowers, you'll receive a gift from your boy. And it won't be anything that will make you want to call the authorities, I promise. Damn, I almost kind of want to let that fucking Mike Posner shit ride a little bit longer. Fuck it, it's my show, man. This is my fucking show, too, Chase. We're going to let this shit rock. You know exactly what you let this shit go for another 30, 40 seconds. Then we'll go back to that goddamn really 2 Chainz album. Scarface Tubby Show, you know what it is. These are my rules, motherfuckers. Shout out to all the bitches. She looks like sex, 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 sex. She looks like sex, sex. I used to run butt naked on my treadmill to this shit, dog. Word is bond. I ain't even fucking lying to you, dog. Sex, sex. She looks like sex, 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 sex. She looks like. There are so many fucking good albums that have come out in the last couple weeks, man. We got fucking Hitler 10, Hitler Wears Hermes 10, West Side Gun, probably one of West Side's best projects. Hitler 7 is one that I really, really love. Hitler 4 I really love. But Hitler 10, really solid project. We also got Nas's KD3 that we just talked about. Her Loss, 21 Savage, Drake, really, really good. I love that whole album. I'm not going to lie. There's not a track on that bitch that I don't like. I even like the fucking, what's the goddamn remake? One More Time. Who is that? Daft Punk? I even like that shit, man. But that's how much of a fucking Drake dick rider I am. Smino put out Love for Rent. I'm going to be honest. I have not listened to it yet. I've heard great things and I'm looking forward to listening to it. Working on My Karma by Division, great project. The song Hatin' in particular is one of my favorite songs this year. It's going to be on the list at the end of the year. For show. Speaking of Queensbridge, The Realness by Cormega. The Realness 1 is a classic in itself. An album that me and Booster will probably do one day, but The Realness 2 came out a few weeks back. Solid project. If you're into Nas, if you're into the Queensbridge shit, if you're into New York, East Coast rap, Cormega is one of the best to ever do it. Just not super well known like Nas and them, but you ask Nas what he thinks about Cormega. Snowfall by Jeezy, Jeezy, DJ Drama, solid project. Not gonna lie, I was expecting it to be a brick. It was surprisingly really, really good. That's it for fucking albums that came out. The homie Ed Washington, local legend here in Alaska, he put out a new project, Hedonism, something like that. I have not listened to it yet. Got to be honest. I'm going to, and hopefully we'll have my boy on the show. I know we've scheduled him on here to come on here a couple times. Things fell through, but hopefully 2023 we will get Ed Washington on a show. Oh, well, all right. I guess we'll just go back to this goddamn fucking... I just want to listen to Mike Posner records now and be completely fucking honest. This record right here is called Ghetto Dream. Let me turn this down. I was getting hyphy to the Mike Posner shit. We don't need to have this shit that loud. This is featuring Scarface and John Legend.
Scarface, Tubby.
Scarface Tubby Show, tell a friend, bitch. Do me a solid, goddammit.
Toss and turn, candlesticks in the dark. I was whipping the hard. I was getting the bras. They like, who the hell is that? I was getting sacks. You looking at niggas that drove the hell and back. Charismatic, I was raised by an addict with money in the
I'm a smoking bowl. I'll be right back.
While you at it at this present time, I'm out of my mind, and that's a habit. Still got them waiting in line. They gotta have.
Last night was the first night I got sleep.
I don't know why. I just feel like John Legend's just like a cuck. Like a liberal cuck. But a cook. I don't know why I felt like I needed to share that, but I just want to share. Every time I look at him, I wouldn't be surprised if his old lady smacks him around. Not that there's anything wrong with that. If you enjoy that, hey, man, everybody, hey, live your life. Live your happiness. What we doing featuring Cat One, motherfuckers? Let me hit this bowl real quick.
What we doing? What we doing?
I'm going to give some random shout-outs just because I feel like I need to give some random shout-outs. Shout-out to my boy Kurt Joe. Actually, hold on. Shout out to my boy Kurt Joe, but fuck my boy Kurt Joe, man. My boy is making fun of my living room, man. I got my 70-inch on the floor. Everybody be busting my balls, telling me to mount my TV. This motherfucker Joe got on Twitter and said, I fucking look like I'm living in a treehouse, dude. That shit was a hell of clowning, but fuck you, Kurt Joe, man. My boy Dougie Fresh, wanted to come over here and mount my TV for free. I don't want to mount that shit, man. If I wanted to mount it, I would have mounted it, goddammit. Clearly, I didn't mount it. You go in my daughter's room, her TV's mounted. I don't want to mount that motherfucker, man. I'm going to get an entertainment center for it. Problem is, I don't like to assemble furniture, man. It's not my steez, dude. These hands aren't made for fucking twisting screwdrivers. Hammering nails. I mean, I did it. I was a motherfucking laborer for fucking 14, 15 years, goddammit. I can do it. I don't want to do it, man. I'm an artiste, goddammit. I'm here to entertain, seduce bitches, finger bang hoes, man. Break up weed, pop bottles. That's it. Maybe do a little bit of fucking math with a calculator. Not even fucking freehand. Just that's what I'm here for, goddammit. The fuck is giving me shit. Fucking put that goddamn TV on the TV in the motherfucking kitchen, on the kitchen sink if I want to, goddammit. Kurt Joe, now I gotta start that shit back, man. But yeah. Who else I want to give shout-outs to? Shout out to Johnny Kohler. I had a list of people I wanted to shout out, but now I got all fired up about the goddamn TV situation. Fuck them shout-outs, man.
What we doing? What we doing?
What are we doing? What am I doing? What am I doing with this goddamn show? Sitting here in a room by myself in boxer shorts. Just barking at the wall. I definitely gotta be autistic a little bit. Just a little bit. Eat fucking ramen and rice
every. I am getting to the money.
Crocodile Dundee. This motherfucker just rhymed Crocodile Dundee with Sunday. We gotta go to the next record after that bullshit, dog. Alright, we're getting into the deluxe edition, the bonus tracks. There's four of them. Oh, excuse me. You ever like hit the weed and then the saliva builds up in the back of your throat and then you almost gag on your own spit like a fucking thought? Whew, okay, we got four tracks on this exclusive. This next record is called Countdown, featuring my boy Chris Breezy, two-time motherfucking Crew League champion, breakdance extraordinaire, just all-around entertainer master. This record, this album came out when I was courting Janie. This was when I was chasing Janie. We were friends, just friends. I was popping off at her for years, trying to bag it. She kept putting me off to the side like a bitch. Me being a bitch, not her. She put me to the side like I was a bitch. But I stayed strong. I stayed defiant. I stayed optimistic. And finally, I fucking got in the panties. But this was the album that I was listening to when I was chasing her. And this song in particular, I spent many nights on the slope listening to this album, this song in particular. Thinking about Janie Ma. This is Countdown. Featuring Chris Breezy. I shared too much every day. Great record. Shout out to Janie Ma. Love my life. On again, off again, ex-wife. Will always be my one and only. If I ever move on, and I ever start dating other women, just know. I'll leave you bitches at any goddamn time if Mama Bear tells me to. Word up! him. Let's be honest about something. I know some of y'all motherfuckers out there don't like Chris Brown. Let's be very fucking real about something. Excluding R. Kelly's sick sadistic ass, Chris Brown is the king of R&B. And you guys know how I feel about The Weeknd. I love The Weeknd. Weeknd, I don't even consider him to be like R&B music. I just consider Weeknd to be like a pop artist, right? But he's my favorite artist. If we're talking about R&B music, it's really got to be either R. Kelly or Chris Brown. And I think now with the body of work being compared next to each other, Chris has got enough music where now he's got an extensive body of work like R. Kelly. One could say Chris Brown is the king of R&B. I can't think of anything Chris Brown has ever sang that sounded whack. I'm hella dick riding right now. I get it. Tell me a Chris Brown song that he sang that fucking ghetto was trash. You can't. Y'all just don't like him because he smacked up your queen. That's what it is. I said it. I didn't say it was right. But that's why y'all motherfuckers don't like him. He slapped up y'all's queen. The Fenty queen. No disrespect. Shout out to A$AP Rocky.
Everything.
Lights out. Take your shirt off. My phone ringing for some work. Burk out. Then I take your girl and swerve out. Drop it in. Facial expression, it started off with a text and a texting it up special. And now you next to a blessing, it's me. Especially when I'm looking in your direction. If love is a drug, I'm arrested for your possession.
I'll always remember the first time 2 Chainz was mentioned to me, where it came up, where he popped up on my radar. So I know who Titty Boy was, and I knew who Player Circle was. Duffel Bad Boy, right? Everybody knew that fucking song. Around this time, it was probably a couple years before this, probably 2010, 2011. I was recording heavily at Out the Cut Studios. Spent most of my time there. Alani was just born. And so I was on the slope. And when I wasn't on the slope, I'd be in Anchorage, being close to the baby. And being at the studio with Raw Beats and Out the Cut. I mean, if I wasn't on the slope and I was in Anchorage, you'd find me at Out the Cut. I was there every goddamn day. And I spent many days with fucking Wook and Bay Dilla and Peanut. But Wook especially, Bay Dilla, Peanut, their older brother. He got out of prison. He spent some time in Atlanta and then he made his way back to Anchorage. He was in the studio. We would all be in the studio. And he was telling us how that in jail and in Atlanta, Titty Boy had reinvented himself as 2 Chainz, and that he was taking over Atlanta. And I remember Booster may have actually been sitting with me, because Booster was in the studio with us a lot back then. Me, Booster, Starbucks, Raw Beats, Schizo Sco, Peanut, Duck, and Wook was always in there just kind of overseeing things as the older big bro. And Wook was telling us about how 2 Chainz was next. He was the next one to pop. And I remember just thinking, like, Titty Boy from fucking Player Circle? Fuck out of here, right? I remember thinking, like, this Wook, we've been in prison too long. You know what the fuck he's talking about. And it was not even 3-6 months later, Riot came out. And then the True Religion mixtape came out. And then this album came out. And even to this day, 2 Chainz being as big as he is, right? He's one of the biggest rappers in the world. And I always think about Wook, fresh out of prison, fresh back from Atlanta, telling us in the studio that Titty Boy had changed his name to 2 Chainz, and he was the next to blow. And I remember being like, bullshit, boy, was I fucking wrong. This record right here is called Like Me. Some of y'all might recognize that voice. The GOAT. Back here, 2012, when this album came out, I was listening to this album, a couple other albums, but it was pretty much just Weeknd all the time. On the slope, listening to Weeknd all the time. So, naturally, when this song came out, and it had the sample, You knew I was all in, baby. You knew I was all in. Oh, yeah. OBOXO, motherfucker. I'll stick my tongue right in your mama's butt.
She ain't never seen a nigga like me. Chances that it's unlikely. Two chains in my white teeth.
Yeah.
I wipe her down and I pipe her down. Yeah. I give my girl money to go out of town. Give your girl money to go Nike town. I wipe her down. Kill niggas with one liners. All I need is
Scarface Tubby Show, motherfucker, episode 99. I appreciate y'all motherfuckers for listening. This record right here is called I Feel Good, produced by Don Cannon. I'm not gonna lie, not a fan of this one. Does nothing for me.
Okay.
I'll give you all about 30 seconds.
Whip cold, get dough, different flows. I killed the last beat, I'm out on parole. You know the code, point scene, money gone. You know what I'm on, past the styrofoam.
Ooh, I feel good. Ooh, I feel
it's the hook, I don't like the hook.
I feel good.
Ooh, I feel good.
This is the one, though. This is the one. When I heard this for the first time, I remember being like, okay, I'm on board.
Vince, what's happening, man?
This is Riot. This was on the True Religion mixtape that blew up.
I say, damn right, I got it. Damn right, I got it. Damn right, I got it. Damn right, I got it.
Are you a female that listens to this show? Well, get into my DMs and hit me with the word flowers. The first three to do so will receive a prize.
I eat your girl up for breakfast. Won't say you no extra.
We're almost to episode 100, ladies and gentlemen. Once we get there, I promise you so many fucking goodies. I gotta shut up. Episode 100 coming soon.
Get us excited. Ah. Yeah, we're smoking loud.
Yeah.
Some lame niggas be quiet.
Be quiet.
And if you fuck with us, we gon' start up a ride.
Yeah.
I'ma start a ride.
Okay. We're gonna do three randoms. And I'm gonna get the fuck out of here. Go watch some porn. The kid's gone. It's my time to shine. All right, let me figure out which ones we're going to do. Let me go through my little looky look here. Let me go through my little looksy looks here. Let me see what's going
on. I'd make that shit extra nasty.
This record right here, the baddest. Young Blue, Chris Breezy, Titty Boy himself. Great record. This is off Moon Boy that came out a couple years ago. Young Blue. Now I think he just goes by Blue or some shit. Oh, let me take my robe off. We're getting hot in this motherfucker, y'all. I used to stretch down Pod Pad 1 in the garage. I used to do my push-ups and shit to this record. Blue chewed up, you know. Let this shit rock, y'all. I'm gonna load another mole. Scarface Tubby Show. We're gonna do maybe two more randoms. We'll get the fuck out of here, y'all. Smoking on some lemon ice bucket, y'all. I'm gonna be honest, man, the lemon ice fucker don't taste like it used to back in the day, man. Lemon ice fucker used to have like a really vibrant smell and taste to it. They don't got it anymore, man. I still like it. I still fucks with it. I was getting this shit for fucking 50 bucks, 7 grams, know what I'm saying? You know how my fucking little cheap ass be? Shit. Fuck it. When I die, make sure whoever buries me in a big-ass Timberland boot, yo. Did I say a big fuck you to Kurt Joe? Yeah, I already did, right? Yeah, fuck it, I'm saying it again. Fuck you, Kurt. Living in a treehouse. That's fucking hilarious, dude. Fuck you, man. She got no ass and no titties, she a 10-0. She got no ass and no titties, she a 10-0. UFC 281 recap for those that are into that shit. Man, you guys see Izzy fucking almost win, dog? That was one of the best fights I've seen in a long time, and that whole card was good. I'm already ready for the rematch, dog. Yeah, 281 was a good card. I brought some Molly and some shrooms. You think we flew here? Oh, we gon' really trip. Pussy on fingertips. Pussy on fingertips. I'm talking both of them. I told her ride the dick, and I'm the chauffeur. Here's the thing about 2 Chainz. He's such a good rapper, and he's good at these female-centric albums. But I see what his wife looks like, and I'm not trying to hear none of that shit. Salute a motherfucker for staying with his lady through it all, man. She's right behind fucking T.I.'s wife. That's fucked up. I apologize. This is a 2 Chainz fucking episode. That's the last thing I need to do is fucking talk about how his wife looks like a can of spam, dude. Oh, shit. I'm fucking high. We gotta get this fucking show over with. Let's pick fucking 2 more goddamn randoms. This is a good one.
Feds watching.
Featuring the fucking Skateboard P, baby. I ain't heard this shit in years. I just randomly picked this off the goddamn fucking 2 Chainz Essentials. Scarface Tubby Show, there ain't a lot of thought behind this goddamn show, and it's still the best podcast you can get right now, motherfuckers. Who got a better podcast than the Scarface Tubby Show? Nobody. We've been doing this shit since the birth of Christ. Nobody. Designer, everything, Mr. Como de Garcon, Mr. Alexander Wang. Let's go. Scarface Tubby Show, motherfucker. Many shoes I got on. I make your bitch eat a dill pickle. I remix it, make it dirty. If she got good head and text me, I text her back and tell her hurry. This January, me and your boy Booster Gold, we're going back to Marion, Washington. Chris 99709, we're coming down there, motherfucker. Think of what albums we're doing. Some of y'all said y'all love the fucking Marion, Washington episodes. Well, guess what? You're getting 3 more, motherfucker. And I'm known to kick it like the captain of a soccer team. We got Mev Lano coming early 2023, January. Nothing Was the Same, the Drake album. I'm be fresh as hell. Yes, sir. You guys will finally get the infamous, never-before-released, super-drunk Blackout episode where Booster Gold goes off on this white guy. It's coming. We got 12 episodes in the vault. Shit that I recorded years ago that I thought I lost. Well, guess what? I got it back. You guys want more Scarface Tubby Show episodes? You want them more frequently? Well, guess what? You're about to get what you want, motherfuckers. Episode 100 is going down. Shout out to Pomegranates. 2 for $7 in cars. Put that rocket on that motherfucking prosecutor. This some money, this Givenchy. I parachute you. What? I'm so fly, I jump out the air, I wear Gucci. What? I'm raw, talking California rolls. Smoking California weed with California hoes. Sending flicks to my partners in the state pen. I just got some pants. Shout out to my boy, Booster Gold. See them shades you got on, call Ray. Shout out to John Colbert. Shout out to Rob Lucci. Shout out to Brother Buffalo. Shout out to Sean Hemp. Shout out to Rick Beal. Shout out to my boy Shaq. I know my man be listening. Shout out to my boy King.
Head body, head body, head body. Pussy, move on, back up,
The next time you motherfuckers hear from me, it will be November 30th. Episode 100. I'm trying to put it out. But you know how I be. If everything goes the way I plan, you guys will get episode 100 before the end of this month. You know how us rappers be, though. Fuck you, Kurt Joe. Motherfucker.
Tub Life.